You'll join some very famous delegates who have visited, distinguished guests, who have visited Lancaster House over the centuries.
In fact, Lancaster House has hosted many talks, discussions and debates over the last few years. They include people such as the Earl of Shaftesbury, who was a famous factory reformer. They also include the famous anti-slavery authoress, Harriet Beecher Stowe. And of course, more recently, we had the leaders of the G7 countries meet here in 1984 and in 1991. So you're all very welcome and rejoice in this day of the guest. It's been said that capitalism and sustainability do not go hand in hand. At IBM, we fundamentally disagree. What's clear, has been clear, is that purely appealing to the conscience of organisations and individuals is not having the long-term impact that we need to have.
But if we can create enlightened self-interest around the topic of creating sustainable projects that lead to very tangible and very real business benefits, we believe that you can show a much better sustainable economy, society, and environment. And that's why we've convened this summit, to discuss and debate, and today's meeting is about discussion and debate. It's not about presentations and charts and speeches. It's about discussion and debate. And that discussion and debate will centre around not just what business will do for sustainability, and that's a very important question to answer, of course, but more importantly, what organisations and businesses can achieve from having a sustainable business. The last 10 years have been full of disillusionment and debate on a number of issues: social, political, economic, and of course environmental. Therefore, now is the time to act, because the next 10 years have to be one of action and agreement. We're calling the next 10 years the decade of smart. It's smart because in the world today, there are literally billions of devices which manage all sorts of systems, from water, energy, transport, health, safety, and many others. There are literally billions of devices in those systems already today that are interconnected, instrumented, and intelligent. And here's a staggering thought for you. Those devices are powered by the humble transistor. It's a lot smaller than the transistors that we probably all remember from our high school days. The staggering thought is, active in the world, there are more of those transistors than there are grains of rice. Grains of rice. Now, I'm not sure what academic institute commissioned the research to discover that, but it is truly a staggering number. The challenge that we have is, how do we harness in a more profound way all of those devices and bring them together holistically to create a more efficient and effective system that reduces waste and increases economic viability? And it's a challenge because no one organization or business owns the entire end-to-end of any of those systems. So how do we bring the stakeholders together to collaborate and reach conclusion? To reach conclusion about what needs to be done next? Because trust me, more and more technology will be and should be infused into those systems in the next 5 to 10 years. And the final issue and challenge that we have is, how do we engage better with the man in the street, the citizen? In today's world, people expect more engagement from the organizations that serve them to the organizations that they themselves serve. Today's discussion is about creating a smarter city for a more sustainable future. It's day one of 9 days of discussion and debate. What we're hoping to achieve from today is to create recommendations and next actions about what should and could be done. Cities, in my mind, is an incredibly good place to start this discussion and debate, because cities bring all of those things together. Cities are already challenged about how they provide services to businesses and individuals. We know that. But in the next 40 years, it is estimated that 2/3 of all humanity will live in a town or a city. That's an increase of around 3.5 billion people. That's the effect of twice the population, current population of China, moving into a city or a town. So whatever we do today, by infusing technology and making systems work smarter, we have to ensure that we do it in a way that they can scale to the demands of the future. Transportation is a great example. How do we create a transportation system that impacts society, the economy, and the environment? Think about the impact on those three things by simply saving 10 minutes of the journey time of every single individual that makes a journey in a city or to a city or town today. And then multiply that by the scaling factor that we're going to face in the next 40 years. So cities are an important place to start. What's very clear is that organizations and businesses that do this well and do it thoughtfully will thrive. Organizations that choose not to do this will struggle. It's about creating a sustainable economy, a sustainable environment, and a sustainable society. And those three things are as important in cities as they are anywhere else. And that's why I hope you've all come today. And that's what we want to discuss. How do we create tangible business benefits from sustainable improvements around environment and society? And how do we answer the question, not just what business will do for sustainability, but what sustainability is going to do for business? With that, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to Ginny Rometty, who is a Senior Vice President and Group Executive of IBM. And Ginny is going to give us a global perspective. Please join me in welcoming Ginny to the stage. Ginny.
Thanks, Steve Lennon.